This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome, Anita. Before we dive into what you're currently doing, it's always nice to let the listeners know a little bit about your career history. So what's brought you to this point?
Oh, thank you, Ivana. Well, I've been in the fashion industry for 26 years and I had to take a new career direction because I had two young children and my previous job was just untenable with two little toddlers knocking around. So I've basically been a clothing buyer for 12 years with Marks & Spencer and Austin Reed. And then I taught at the London College of Fashion for 3 years and I taught the science of colour. And I'm a bit of a colour geek. I love colour. And then I also set up my own business, Ferron Clark Style, which is an image consultancy business, which I've now been running for 13 years. So I set up the business primarily to be able to work from home, have more flexible hours because my two children were quite young. And I wanted to be around for them, but also keep my foot in and do a job that I'm absolutely passionate about, which is helping women feel good and look fabulous every day.
Great. What a great way to sum that up.
So, kicking
all this off then, what is the psychology behind colour? Because people might say, what does that mean when you say that? What is that?
Well, when we think about colour psychology, it's about how colour can profoundly affect your mood, your energy levels, your posture, how confident you are. It also has a big impact on your self-esteem. And there is so much science behind this. It's not something that's fake news or something that has been made up. It is scientifically proven that colour has a direct correlation to energy and mood.
And so I know that obviously in the sort of last sort of 10, 20 years, there was that organisation called Colour Me Beautiful. Is this a part of what you do as well, or is it a separate sort of strand from that?
Absolutely. I mean, Colour Me Beautiful have been in the UK now for 40 years, and I am actually trained with them. But just to say, they are the UK's leading image consultants. What they don't know about colour isn't worth knowing. But if I go back to where colour theory begins from, it actually started back in the 1920s by a very fine young gentleman called Albert Mansell. And he found a way of measuring colour that works very, very effectively. And that Mansell system of measuring colour is what Colour Me Beautiful use in this day and age to measure colour to. So as part of my training as a buyer, back in the day, so back in the 90s, I was trained in the Mansell system, or if you like, the Colour Me Beautiful system of measuring colour. So it's very accurate and it's worldwide, you know, it's recognised worldwide.
Yeah. So does it work on the four seasons still, summer, winter, autumn, spring, different colours affected to that?
Interestingly, it doesn't, because if you think about seasons, there are four. So now when we look at analysing an individual's colour, we can be more specific because with the Mansell system, there's actually six categories of colour women fall into. So these are light and deep, warm and cool, and clear and soft. So you can be a little bit more accurate. And it's amazing how many women aren't quite sure what their colour is. They have this visual picture of what they think they are, but more often than not, they're actually wrong.
Wow, it's interesting. And it's totally what you say. You can meet someone on some days and they look totally vibrant and really well, and other days you see them and they do look sort of as if they're tired. And I'm sure that's associated partly to what they're wearing, isn't it?
Absolutely, because the colour that you wear directly under your chin can make you look healthier, younger, fitter, or can make you look washed out, off colour, make your skin look grey. Because the light from colour reflects upwards. And if you wear the right colour that's right for your undertone, your value and your chroma, you look amazing. Without having anything invasive done, you cannot look any better.
That's amazing. And it's true, isn't it, that you can start off being one colour or one palette, and then over the years, as the menopause kicks in and other sort of things happen in your life, where you change your hair colour, you can become a different colour, can't you?
It's true. I mean, without us buying hair dye or going to the hairdressers and voluntarily changing our hair colour, there are three massive hormone surges in a woman's life which can change their colouring. And those three surges are known as the three Ps: puberty, pregnancy, and perimenopause. So without us even trying, we could fundamentally change our colouring three times in our life. That's why women find it quite difficult sometimes to understand what their colouring is now, because they hark back to what they were like as a teenager or pre-pregnancy, and they find it quite difficult to visualise the changes in their colouring.
Wow. So what do you think are some of the biggest mistakes that women are making in relation to how they dress? I'm going to focus on women because obviously it's Just Women programme, but yeah, what do you think some of the biggest mistakes are?
I think women sometimes feel that they need to be trapped in black because it's a beautiful neutral, but it's also a very dark neutral that can make some women look a bit washed out. So you need to be a bit more savvy how you wear it near your face. It's also a colour that women associate with being a slimming colour. So if they're carrying a bit of extra weight, they feel they need to hide behind black. Wearing black means that they're playing it safe. So if they don't want to stand out in the crowd, they tend to gravitate to black. But not just black, it could be other neutral colours. So when women aren't sure what colours suit them best, one of the mistakes or common things they do is they just stick to a very pared back small palette of neutrals like cream, camel, greys, navies, blacks, which are great. It's important to have those, but those have to be balanced and tempered with some exciting pop of vibrant colours too. So it's about balance.
Wow. So let's get into what you can provide now, Anita. So what are some of the services that you offer women? I know you've got a variety on your website.
Oh, thank you. Well, any woman's personal styling journey starts with colour. So there's five main pillars of getting yourself looking fabulous and feeling good every day. Number one starts with colour. So I do colour analysis. Number two is understanding your body scale, body shape, scale and proportions. Number three is understanding your style personality. Are you more classic? Do you want to be dramatic? Do you want to be androgynous? Number four is about being on trend, being current, and not having a look that's dated. And then number five is about dressing in the most appropriate way for your lifestyle, work, rest and play. So all of those five pillars I cover in my personal styling services. And there's something for every budget. So I sometimes run workshops. I can do consultations online or one-to-one in my studio at New Malden.
Do you ever get some women coming to see you, Anita, that maybe love dressing in the bodycon dress, the tight-fitting dresses, and then they see you and you say, well, actually, you know, your style could be more with the A-line skirt, etc., and that's quite hard to sort of accept. Does that happen? Where you're completely changing their style in terms of what they're wearing?
Yeah, I mean, holy moly, it does happen, because we can be stuck in a bit of a time warp. But do you know what? If a bodycon dress isn't the most flattering shape for a client, it's my job, it's my obligation to that client to be honest, but in the most gentlest, kindest way, because people are coming to me for confidence boost. So the last thing I want to do is make them feel worse about themselves. But sometimes it's just educating them to see themselves as well, that they have moved on body shape wise or colouring wise, and how they will actually look better if they move on.
Yeah. And something that I found interesting was reading one of your blogs. It said that you said that research demonstrates that you can tell a lot about someone's personality, politics, status, age and income just from looking at the way they dress for work, in particular in their choice of accessories, such as shoes. So what do you mean when you say that? Do you mean that we should all be rocking up in Louboutins, or what do you mean?
Oh, well, do you know, one thing lockdown has proved, that women don't actually want to go back to wearing stilettos anymore. So basically by that I mean different types of shoes can illustrate different types of style personalities. So for instance, if you like wearing brogues or loafers, that could indicate you're a little bit more classic. You could be a little bit more androgynous. If you want to wear animal print, leopard print, stilettos, that could mean that you want to be a little bit more dramatic with your accessories, and you know, your shoes could be your signature style. If you are someone who wants to wear trainers with something very smart and formal, fabulous. That means comfort is key, and you're more of a natural style personality. So there is no right or wrong, Ivana. That's very important to stress. There are 11 different types of style personality and thousands of different types of shoes you can wear. So it's about what sits very well with you and what makes you feel confident.
Yeah, that makes such a lot of sense. And I think sometimes, Anita, women might avoid having their colours done because they feel that they'll have to totally revamp their wardrobe. But that's not necessarily the case, is it? You could have a capsule wardrobe, couldn't you?
Yes, I mean, more often than not, it's not about somebody coming in and telling you, these are your colours, chuck everything out that isn't on your palette. Because if you understand colour like I do, I can show the client very savvy ways of wearing colours that are in their wardrobe that may not be quite right, i.e., for instance, with the addition of a scarf, by wearing it with a different colour combo, by adding a neutral in with it, or wearing it in a very different way. So it's not about throwing the baby out with a ditch water. It's not about that. It's about making the colours you've got work for you.
Yeah. So you don't get, for example, if you go around to someone's house as one of your services that you provide, I know that you do that, you don't get women where you say, right, that's got to go, that's got to go, that's got to go, and that's going to go in a bag, and then you start to take it downstairs and they're clinging to your legs as you're exiting the door. Please don't take it away. That doesn't happen, obviously, because you've convinced them that it's for their better good that these things are going.
Yeah, and the fact that they've got me round is because they know that they have a sentimental attachment, or they may be hoarders. So they need an objective, fresh pair of eyes to help them. Otherwise, Ivana, they wouldn't invite me around. But to be honest, when I sort out people's wardrobes, we sort of put things into three piles. If it's absolutely wrong for colour and shape, it's got to go. Pile two would be, does it work if we put it with a different colour? Can we alter it in any way? How can we make it work? And if there's any sort of inkling of hope, we keep it. And then pile three would be absolutely spot on, shamazing in that colour and style, that stays.
Wouldn't it be great to think that you come around to my house and all of those would come into that third category? But sadly, I think they'd probably go into the first category, most of my things.
I'm sure they don't, because I think sometimes women can be very hypercritical about what they've got, but just fresh eyes help.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you also do home styling as well, don't you? Not just styling for women, but tell us about that.
I do. I'm fortunate enough to be married to an architect. So with his technical skills and my creative skills, we have done 8 projects together. And do you know, home styling is just an extension of what I do, because the trends that you see in fashion with styling, with fabrics, with textures, with color, are inextricably linked and have a lot of synergy with homeware trends. So yes, I do some home styling for clients, and I've just finished a massive project in Cheltenham, which I'm about to photograph for the client, and I'll load up on my website. So yeah, I love home styling. Anything to do with colour, fabric, texture, fashion, trends. Oh, love it.
Yeah. I mean, your passion comes across in how you speak, and you know, obviously this is going to be an audio, but you do, even your voice, it comes across how passionate you are about what you do. And that's great when people feel like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I've had, you know, in the last, gosh, I don't know, I'm 51, the last 51 years, you know, it's been tough. I've had ups and downs, and I know what women go through. And my job is just the best job in the world, because I make women feel better about themselves. And it could be just the smallest thing, like the right type of makeup or wearing the killer blouse or whatever it might be. So, yeah, I'm here to help women.
That's great. One final question before we get to the really final question, so penultimate question. If you could talk to a younger you, Anita, what would you say to her?
I would say, be more comfortable in your skin and ignore what anybody says, any negative energy that you may get. Just trust your instincts, because you know what? 9 out of 10 times they're right. So wear what you love, because if you wear what you love, you stand taller, you're more likely to make more eye contact, and you're more likely to get yourself out there.
Fantastic. Well, sadly, Anita, we've reached the end of the interview. I could talk to you all day about this sort of thing, because it's right up my street.
We might need to do part two sometime.
That would be great. If you could offer ladies out there just one piece of advice, what would that be?
Wear colour.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. So if listeners would like to get in contact with you, what's your email address, Anita?
Email address is anita@farronclarkstyle.com. I do a lot on Instagram if you want to see me in action. And my Instagram handle is farronclarkstyle.
Brilliant. And what's your website address?
www.farronclarkstyle.com.
Thank you so much. That was Anita Farron-Clark from farronclarkstyle.com with some great advice for women looking to enhance their personal style.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.